Chapter 7. Halloween. Mom is late. It's Tuesday after school, and she should be here to take me home. She is always early, but she isn't here yet. Soon, there are no other children waiting outside of school. It's just me. Suddenly, I see a big blue car stop outside of the school. Mom climbs out of it, and I notice that she isn't wearing a wig. I don't think that I have ever seen her wear her natural hair out of the house. It's shorter than mine, and she has small black curls. "I'm so sorry, I'm so late," Mom says. "I was having problems with my car, so I asked Clarence to bring me here. Do you remember Clarence?" I look inside the car, and Clarence smiles at me. He's the man from the library. He's the man whose voice I heard on the phone.
"Hello, Stevie,"
he says. "I was lucky because Clarence had some free time today," Mom says as she helps me climb into the car. I don't answer her. "Where's my dad?" Mom gives me a small smile. I don't smile back. I want her to know that I'm not happy with her, and I think that she understands. Good. Mom and Dad are going to a Halloween party. It's the first time that they have gone somewhere together in a very long time. And I haven't heard them arguing for a while. Maybe things are better. Maybe Mom has stopped seeing Clarence.
"Your legs are so white, Uncle Coop," Naomi cries. "Why are you wearing a skirt?"
"It's not a skirt," Dad says. "I'm Julius Caesar."
Mom is dressed as a cat, and Naomi is dressed as Cleopatra. Not Cleopatra Jones. She's dressed as Cleopatra, the Queen of Egypt. I don't have a costume yet.
"I know what you can wear," says Naomi. "Come here."
We go into my parents' room, and she gives me a pair of Dad's pants and one of his ugly shirts.
"What is my costume going to be?" I ask.
"Just wait," Naomi laughs. "You'll love it." She puts makeup on my face and then uses a brush to make my hair big and wide. She puts an ugly hat on my head and then smiles.
"Finished."
I look in the mirror. Oh, I'm a clown. I'm a sad clown. "Naomi, I don't..."
"Hurry, Stevie," Naomi says.
She's not listening to me. "We have to go." I run downstairs after her. Dad is looking at Mom with a smile on his face.
"You look good, kitty,"
he says.
"I like it when you wear that wig. It's very pretty."
Mom doesn't look happy. I think that I know what she wants to say.
"I like wearing my natural hair, actually. Coop, my natural hair is pretty too."
But she doesn't say anything. "Are you ready, Stevie?" Naomi asks.
"Yes."
"Bye, Mom," I say. "I'm happy that you and Dad are going out. Have fun tonight." Mom laughs a little. "Thanks, Stevie. You too." Naomi takes me to a party with some of her friends. I've never been to a party like this before. Everyone is dressed in short, tight costumes. They're all Naomi's age, but they all look like adults.
Maybe you shouldn't come inside,
Naomi says. She gives me a bag of candy. Sit over there and wait. I won't be long. I'm eating my candy when I notice some girls walking up to the house. One of them is Jennifer. I jump up and run to her without even thinking. Jennifer! She's wearing a short dress and has a lot of makeup on her face. She's with some of the girls from my old school, and she doesn't look happy to see me. Oh, Stevie. One of the girls, Trina, laughs.
Stevie? Wow, you look like a clown. I thought that you were a boy.
Oh, we have to go, says Trina.
Jennifer, I say. It's my birthday soon. We should start to plan something for it.
I don't think I'll be able to come, says Jennifer. I'm really busy.
But Trina pulls Jennifer away, and they both start laughing loudly.
I don't understand. Why doesn't Jennifer want to be my friend anymore?
When we get home after the party, my parents still aren't back.
Are you okay, Stevie? Naomi asks me.
You didn't say anything on the way home.
I'm just tired, I say, quietly. I don't want to think about what happened tonight.
Do you want to listen to some music in my room?
Naomi asks.
Wow, really?
I never get to sit in Naomi's room with her.
Yes, please, I say.
There are clothes and books everywhere in Naomi's room, but I can't stop looking at the walls. There are so many colorful flyers and pictures. Naomi sits on the floor with a book, and I sit down with her.
Naomi, I say slowly, do you think that it's strange that my mom is always out of the house? She's always doing something.
Naomi stops reading her book and looks at me.
What are you asking, Stevie? Your mom has things to do. Why is that a problem?
Do you remember the man at the library?
Clarence?
Yes.
I think that Clarence is her boyfriend, I say quickly. Naomi looks at me with her mouth open, but she doesn't make a sound. Then after a second, she laughs.
Ha! That's crazy, Stevie.
Clarence isn't her boyfriend. Are you as old-fashioned as your dad? Men and women can be friends too. My face feels hot. Why did I say anything to Naomi? She doesn't understand. And now she thinks that I'm just a stupid child. But I know I'm right.
You got what you wanted, didn't you?
Dad shouts.
Stop it, Coop, says Mom.
My parents are arguing in the kitchen. I haven't heard them fight like this in a long time. And I don't think Naomi has ever heard them fight like this. I don't want her to hear them. I climb out of bed and go to the top of the stairs. Maybe I can stop them.
Now that Naomi is here to look after Stevie, you think that you can see your boyfriend every night, don't you?
Dad says. I stop moving. Boyfriend. Suddenly, I feel Naomi behind me. Go back to your room, Stevie, Naomi says quietly. Poor Aunt Kitty. I nod. Naomi goes back into her room and closes the door behind her. But I don't go to my room. I go downstairs. Mom comes out of the kitchen and sees me. Her eyes are red, and there are tears on her face.
Oh, Stevie, what are you doing?
I heard you two fighting, I tell her. The noise woke me up. Are you okay?
I'm okay, Mom says. She takes me back up the stairs to my bed. You know how much I love you, don't you? She says. I think that she's going to tell me Clarence is her boyfriend, but she doesn't say anything.
Mom, are you sure that you're okay? I ask.
Mom nods and pulls off her short wig. Go to sleep, Stevie. Then she walks to the door and throws her wig into the garbage.